This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. It is our 7 o'clock hour. The Philadelphia Eagles have achieved the ultimate in the regular season of the National Football League. 14-3 record, buying the first round. All home playoff games before the Super Bowl.
And you're deliriously happy.
Lincoln Financial Field, and I have spent 1 hour bitching my head off.
Yes.
And Jonesy, I have to ask you, do you feel I'm out of line?
No, you're not.
Barrett Brooks, if I may be going too far after
no,
you had
not yet.
Polly and Anna yesterday on the postgame show, Jaworski and Frank.
You're still in line.
I'm in line. Yeah. Am I out of line here?
I think you were out of line calling the guy a moron.
Well, he was talking about the team.
Yes. He was a knucklehead. Yeah. Maybe a knucklehead.
Moron. That's the best thing he'll be called today.
That guy is dumber than a moron.
Anyway, on the line with us is not a moron because we employ him for his knowledge of football. He is the WIP football reporter, Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
You know, Angelo, I'm sad that there's only a few more weeks to you, but if you get to go out one way, I'm happy you get to go out complaining about a 14-3.
All right, well, hold on. Now, Keith Jones took the liberty of listening to you pregame yesterday.
Yeah, there were some concerns that it might be like a 9-6 game and that just to win would be okay. And after watching that, I don't feel okay.
Yeah, what do you feel? Glass half full, glass half empty?
Yeah, no, look, you also get to go out being right because I think it is correct to be concerned about this team. We can pretend like they're still the team they were before. But the last 10 games they've played, it's not just yesterday, the last 10 games they've played, really only three of them have been impressive, if you think about it. It was that stretch between the Titans, the Packers, and the Giants. Outside of that, it's been concerning play. You look at yesterday, I thought the number one thing you wanted to see yesterday was Jalen come out and look like Jalen. And Jalen didn't look like Jalen. I thought he made poor decisions. I thought he missed a few throws. And the offense did not look like the unit that they did during the year. So, yeah, I do think it was a concerning performance yesterday.
All right, well, here's the thing. 14-3 is a great season. Is this a great team?
Not anymore, no. I mean, I think that there are elements of it that can be great. But the other part of this is the offensive line is not playing that well anymore. And what makes a great team is great line play. Their defensive line is still playing well, obviously, you know, almost set the NFL sack record. But they're not getting good plays from their tackles, which is a huge part of it. Jason Kelce has been open about, you know, he wasn't great against the Saints. So I don't think that they are a great team anymore. Maybe they can turn it back on, but we haven't seen them play like a great team for a while.
All right, well, Elliot, I want to my focus, based on all the emails I get during the game, is on the actual coaching staff. And mm-hmm. I need you to help me with this. This is going to be a problem for me all morning. So we know that Hurts is still somewhat injured. We really would prefer not to play him, but we got to win the game. So we're putting him out there. So let's make sure we put together a game plan that preserves his health. I will now play in rapid order the first 9 plays. Listen.
Let's see what the first play is from Jalen Hurts. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Completed a crossing pattern. He's back again. He's looking. Firing, and he throws it out of bounds. Steps up. He fires over the middle. Complete. Fakes. Looks. Fires. He completes it. Fires for the end zone, and it is incomplete. Hurts looking. He's being chased. He stops. He throws, and it is out of bounds. Incomplete. Down. Hurts back again. Flares it out. He's got Devontae Smith. Comes the rush. He steps up. He's going to run. And he dives down, but he will lose a yard on the play. Fakes. He slings it out, and he has the first down to Goddard.
Nine consecutive pass plays to start the game. Does that make sense to you, Elliot?
You'll never hear me say this, but I probably would have run the ball more to start the game. And
he hates the run.
Yeah, I normally am all pass, but I do think coming out and running it would have made more sense. Now, I don't think you have to go 50-50 or anything like that, but nine straight probably was excessive. I would have run it more. But what I'll say to the whole idea that, well, it was a vanilla offense, you know, they're not trying to show anything, they're protecting Hurts. Yeah, but they're also playing against third-string defense, right? Yeah. So any play they run with that group of players, with all those Pro Bowl players, the MVP candidate, all these great receivers, any play they run should have been productive. So I think this idea that, you know, they weren't showing anything is flawed because the Giants weren't playing anybody.
Well, there's another aspect to this, Elliot. In the fourth quarter, when the lead was evaporating and they went on a long drive, they dialed up eight consecutive runs, most of which were highly effective. They established that they could do it, but chose not to and placed the quarterback under more duress than they needed to. That is not logical to me. Is that logical to you?
Well, look, I think in general, the idea is, and I agree with it, you come out and you throw the ball to build a lead. That's how teams do it in the NFL, right?
Yep.
But I think the circumstances of yesterday with Jalen coming back, that, yeah, they should have run it more early. At least late they ran it to kill clock because it certainly felt like that thing was slipping away.
All right, let's go to Jonathan Gannon next and his defense. Yeah. What was the last three drives were all highly productive. They accounted for all 16 points they got. What were the Eagles doing defensively, especially in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, so that last touchdown catch, you know, was a pretty miraculous one. I would say that's almost one you just have to tip your cap to the Giants for making that catch. There's no doubt that they gave up more points than they should have. I said on the pregame show they should give up 0 points against this offense. So, you know, they gave up, I think, what they finished with, 19. So they finished with about 19 more than I thought they should. Now, that being said, they did keep them off the scoreboard in the first half. I think they gave up 3 points in the third quarter. So I thought the defense outplayed the offense for sure. But any points against Davis Webb is a poor performance, especially there at the end.
Davis Webb, nine plays, Jonesy, last three drives, 9 plays, 69 yards, field goal. 10 plays, 59 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 54 yards, touchdown. Elliot, that was all their scrubs. Was he playing a soft zone at that point? What was he doing?
So I did think the tackling got worse as well throughout the game. And then, as I said, that last touchdown catch, I mean, you know, it was just an amazing catch. It was like one-handed as he was probably being held. In fact, they were flagged on that play, and he somehow kept his feet in bounds. So I think it was a bit of dumb luck on the Giants' part. But, you can't give up those points. I didn't see a style change in the defense or anything. I just think that the players, you know, at the end messed that up in the fourth quarter.
All right, one last thing, Elliot, because this is the kind of day where you really try to figure out how you feel. They did everything you could hope for. If anybody, there's not an Eagle fan in this city that wouldn't have signed up for 14-3 by in the first round.
Yep.
How should the fans feel this morning at the end of this regular season?
Well, I think overall they should feel like it's been a very successful year. You think about where they were in 2020, what they've become now. I mean, it's a miraculous turnaround. And I do still think fans should feel like there's a chance this team goes to the Super Bowl. They have the two home games. So I just don't think they should feel as optimistic and confident as they did before is how I would put it. I would feel cautiously optimistic if I were an Eagles fan.
Fair enough. Elliot Sharpbox, always great talking to you. Thank you, my friend.
Yep, talk to you soon.
So there's Elliot's take on it. He is not a big fan of the run.